This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's time for Enterprise Biz Bites. Good afternoon. I'm Frida Liu, and here with me is
Christine Wong.
Hello, Christine. Good to see you again. Yeah. Our discussion today is, have you changed employers over the course of a pandemic? Why or why not? And there'll be a story on AI and Bitcoin. And of course, you know, if you've just joined us again, there is a poll happening on Instagram and on Twitter. The options on Twitter is yes for pay progress, yes, my sector closed, no, but going to, and no, staying where I am. And we'll look at the poll results a little later. But interestingly, this is a story about how 55% Malaysian workers are staying with current employers.
Yes, so 55% of Malaysian respondents on Randstad's H1 2021 Work Monitor survey said that their experience with their current employer during the pandemic motivate them to continue working for their firm in the long run. So this survey was conducted in March 2021 across 34 markets around the world, with a minimum of 400 respondents in each market. And the Malaysian percentage is the highest in the region, with mainland China, Hong Kong and Singapore trailing at 33, 34% and 37% respectively.
Right, so you know, one of the things as well is you're just going with that, you know, because we're going to look at the poll because there's 400 in Malaysia, right? So we'll look at our poll and see, you know, kind of.
Yeah, what's the ratio like? Yeah. Yes. At the same time, only 30% of respondents have changed jobs during the last 6 months, the lowest since the third quarter of 2019. And 78% of respondents are satisfied with working with their current employer. But interesting, though, that only 55% are motivated to stay despite this.
All right. So that's 45% not motivated to stay, right? Mm. So the top five initiatives that Malaysian employers have implemented for their workers since the start of the pandemic are strict and clear protocols for on-site remote working, that's 65%, policies and work hours to help workers keep a proper work-life balance is 43%. Regular surveys of employees about their well-being and perception of the organization, 32%. More training around technology, 26%. And support programs to help their employees improve their skills to adapt to new work environment and job market at 20%.
Yes, and of the local respondents who were working from home during the pandemic, 37% said that it was difficult to maintain work-life balance. Although the survey has revealed that 43% of employers have initiated HR policies and working hours, 39% of respondents still hope their employers will implement more of such policies to support their professional development and job stability.
Local respondents will also like to see more of the following initiatives from their employers, and that's allowance for remote working, 39%, support programs to improve their skills to adapt to a new work environment, and job market 33%, financial assistance programs for workers who must spend more of their income for childcare and other family obligations 26%, more policies and work hours to help and workers keep a proper work-life balance at 39%, and strict and clear protocols for on-site and remote working. So you know, I'm looking at this, you know, that's 55% is willing to stay, and I'm just looking at our poll results, and we'll go through that later, but it's just interesting to see how much of that is similar as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, it's interesting to see what the local respondents are asking for more of as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the fact that people are still asking for more strict and clear protocols for on-site and remote working a year and a half into the pandemic.
Right, right.
Like, should that not be the standard, right, at the moment? But, you know.
They didn't think it would last that long. But okay, an allowance for remote working, that's what the local respondents are also asking, 39%, right? And support programs to improve their skills. And that's one thing as well, because, you know, there's a lot more use of technology. There's a lot more use of, you know, because like before this, right? How often are we on a Zoom call? How often are we on these? And it seems very basic, right? Mm-hmm. But it is understanding technology, and then also like over Zoomed, right? Yeah. Over fatigue, being online is different when you're meeting someone face to face. That interaction is tiring.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, that call for, I guess more in-house support programs as well. You know, there's a lot of external training, external upskilling that you can do, but maybe things that are you know, more accessible through your company itself.
Mm. And one other thing as well, for workers who must spend more of their income for childcare and other family obligations, this is actually very stressful, I understand, for both parents. And usually, you know, of course, the women take on the role more than men, right? And now that you've got your you can't send your kids to the childcare, and then you have to take care on top of that, you're still working. It is very, very stressful. And, you know, I don't know how they do that. And of course, the family obligations. No, like I'm just really fortunate that my kid isn't so young anymore, but I can imagine how stressful this must be if he was younger.
I mean, on the flip side, also people who are caretakers to senior citizens as well. Yeah. You know, yeah. That's also another struggle on the other side of the coin.
Right. So that's our discussion today, right? And this is very interesting survey. And we'd like to hear your opinion as well. So do take part in our poll that's happening on Instagram and Twitter at BFM Radio. Let us know what you think on WhatsApp. That's 018-789-8899. And we'll continue our conversation together with Farhad Naeem, who's the head of operations at Randstad Malaysia, to share his thoughts with us on the findings of the survey that's happening after this. BFM 89.9.
Brand-friendly marketeers. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm here in the studio together with Christine Wong, who is not in the studio. She's with me virtually. And of course, you know, the question that we're asking you is, you know, are you choosing to stay with employers? We'll go through the poll results. But basically, this is based on the Randstad study for the first half of 2021. And 55% of Malaysians are choosing to stay with their employers. What are we looking at in terms of the poll results, Chris?
So this is really interesting. On Instagram, we have asked the question, have you changed employers over the course of the pandemic? And yes is at 46% and no is at 54%, which is actually quite, you know, echoing the poll results of Randstad as well. On Instagram, we have four options, but essentially it is also two yes options, two no options.
Right.
Yes for pay or progress. Yes, my sector closed. No, but going to, and no, staying where I am. No, staying where I am leads the pack at 43.2%. No, but going to is at 15.8%. Yes, my sector closed is at 10.8%. And yes, for pay or progress is at 30.2%. So again, very similar ratios here.
Similar-ish. But if I look at it, I'll say like 50% saying yes, right? One, you know, a percentage because your sector closed, but yes, or intending to. Right? You know, so there's like intending to. So that to me is a, you know, a warning sign here. I've got a comment here on WhatsApp. And this person has said, please, I want to remain anonymous. He said, I changed my job twice throughout the pandemic. First change was because the company was not handling the work from home well, working 24/7, which affected my work-life balance and mental health. Second change was because I was headhunted for a much better offer. So, you know, wow, you got headhunted during this period, right? The positive side of this pandemic, it opens me up to a better opportunity. I'm glad that I'm now landed at a better place. If it's not because of the MCO, I think I'll still be with my previous employer with probably no pay raise or bonus.
Oh, wow.
Good on you, mysterious person.
Indeed. We also have an anonymous response on Instagram who says, my ex-boss can't cope with the MCO rules. I tripled my sales, but he still wanted me to see customers and go to the office daily.
Oh.
So I think that it's safe to say that person has left their previous position. Frozen Color says, they didn't fire me, but they made it harder for me in my job and kind of forced me to resign. Oof. Okay. Kyrie Nar says twice, got retrenched from a hotel and another was due to horrible management. And finally, with a bit of a ray of light, Juliana Koo says she did leave, but for a better package.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's nice to know, right? So anyway, we've got Farhad Naeem, the head of operations at Randstad Malaysia, here to share his thoughts with us on the findings of their survey.
Yes, we do. So Farhad, thank you so much for staying on the line with us. For the 55% of Malaysian surveyors that are staying with their current employer, what are the reasons behind that decision? Is it just a need for a stable income at the moment?
The easy assumption would be it could be because of fear of losing job. But that's not only the reason we need to consider, because organizations or companies who have responded well during this pandemic by prioritizing employees' well-being for sure are going to gain more trust and loyalty from their employees. And some of the other stats that we have from the survey was 65% of the respondents said that the organization they work for have a strict and clear protocol for working remotely and on-site. And 43% said that they have a very clear working hour policy to maintain work-life balance. And many organizations are conducting a survey, employee survey, to receive the feedback, how they're feeling. And that is something also came up in the survey, which is 32% have regular survey from the employer in order to check their well-being. So these are some really good steps taken by organizations in order to make sure employees are well taken care. And same time, there's a lot of communications going on between employees and organization, which is about the company performance, stability of employer. So all these things are really important, are playing a part in retention. So these are some of the things I think companies should look into.
Mm. And do you see this number dropping once the job market opens up, and why or why not?
So the reality is the pandemic is far from over, and It also depends on employer response. So if employer is still thinking the pre-COVID situation is going to come back and employers will risk their health, return back to the office, they're for sure going to lose their respect and they will have a hard time retaining employees. And on the other hand, where employers who are thinking of a long-term plan and how to accommodate this hybrid working culture, which is the future, they are going to gain more trust and employees will be motivated if they feel protected. So there are a lot of companies that have already started investing in how to integrate this hybrid working model. And companies are looking at creating those e-learning platforms, virtual meetings, classrooms, different online workshop, training their managers to perform better in hybrid working environment, as well as a lot of companies are talking about giving allowance and benefit working from home. So it is a good opportunity for employers who wants to be future ready, to be ahead of the curve, to see, look at the best practices in the market and invest now.
I'm curious about this. For the 3 in 10 respondents who did switch jobs, do you maybe have any insight into which industries they moved to and why?
No, unfortunately, the survey does not split the respondent into different industry. But based on our observation, people change job for 2 main reasons. One is either lost job or work in pandemic hit industry like commercial aviation, food, beverages, retail. And they had to switch it into a more stable industry like technology, e-commerce, and so many other, which were doing pretty okay during pandemic time. The other, it's of course, the high demand workers in a talent shortage market, which is software developers, cybersecurity specialists, and so much more. I think a lot more in technology where demand was rising up. A lot of companies were looking for same talent. So that was another reason why people were switching job.
Do you think remote work allowances will be scaled down when lockdown restrictions are eased? And again, why or why not?
As I said, that pandemic is far from over and there's new variant, new cases are coming out around the world. This is totally, organizations have to do their own risk and benefit analysis to decide how this allowance will look like in the future. Either to continue hybrid work and, you know, only get the essential staff to go back to work, or continue hybrid work, allowing staff to decide whether they want to come back to office or not. So, you know, there are different companies have different business models, and no one has the right answer at the moment, but we could look at some of the best practices. Again, HR teams need to conduct more regular survey in order to see what employees are feeling, what's the thought process, and how they prefer either being on a hybrid model, on-site, or being remote. So these are more constant communication and engagement with employees to decide what is the best solution that you can come up with.
Speaking of which, what can employers do to ensure that their employees have a healthier work-life balance?
Well, honestly, this is the difficult piece to fix, but employers can make very conscious efforts in order to make sure that they are trying to still promote work-life balance even in a remote model. So first is stop sending texts and reply to urgent emails after working hours. That should not happen. And then make conscious efforts to remind your employees to log off after working hours. So even if someone sees that your employee is online, you might want to reach out to them and ask why. And instead of using WhatsApp or Telegram or Facebook to communicate, only limit this conversation, work-related conversation, to official business channel, which is Google Chat, Skype, Zoom, or any other, whichever your organization is using. So these are some conscious efforts that employer need to continue make in order to maintain some level of work-life balance in a remote environment.
Right. And finally, how do you think the results of the survey will affect workplace culture or standard operating protocols moving forward? Which of the concerns in the survey do you think employers will primarily address?
So a bit of a background on the survey. So Randstad Work Monitor is a global survey that we conduct in every 6 months in 34 different markets. And we study at least 400 locally based respondents. So The aim is to really find out the sentiment and challenges the workforce face at work, also in the job seeker market. It is purely to design some sort of a guideline for HR industry, HR professionals to think about the future. You know, what is coming and how they can be future ready, how they can meet the market expectations. And coming back to your question, companies need to come to the term that there will be no pre-COVID. So we must create the future of work, which will be driven by digital transformation, and start thinking long-term rather than you know, revert to start and stop MCO situation, which is causing a lot of frustration among general public. So what I'm trying to say, we need to understand the future of work. The physical workspace will be only used for collaboration rather than a place to work. So that's something for employer to really start thinking and consider. What are the steps they need to take in order to make sure they're ready?
Right. Fahad Naeem, head of operations at Randstad Malaysia, as he shares his thoughts on the findings of the survey, you know, and you know, that whole thing about work-life balance, right? I mean, and just respecting your employees and not communicating with them unless it is urgent, right? Mm-hmm. And it can't be urgent all the time. Right,
yeah.
There's something seriously wrong with something urgent all the time. And if you know it need be, then fine, right? And a call or whatever. But this constant communication, you don't know, the lines are so blurred, right? Because you're working from home. So you just go on and on and on.
I love his suggestion of keeping your work stuff on the work channels and then using WhatsApp, Telegram, whatever, for your personal communication. Because many, you know, many companies are using, for example, primarily Google Workspace or primarily Microsoft, you know, to already communicate. You know, so why not extend that to, you know, the texts and the instant messaging, right? Like the fact that we're all on WhatsApp, and I don't know about you, Frida, my WhatsApp is very confusing right now, right? Because half of it is, you know, work-related stuff. Half of it is, you know, personal, family communication, friends communication, right? So it would be helpful, I think, for work-life balance for companies to start to split that into two, because you will have everyone in the directory on that platform already, right?
Right. Yeah, you know, and so the thing with that is then you're like, what if they don't see it? I know it's not the most healthiest way. And you're right? Maybe just sort of like streamlining, using another one when it's work communication. So you know not to look at that particular app, right, over the weekend. Then people say, well, what? Didn't you see it over the weekend? I'm just saying.
Then the culture's got to shift. The culture has to shift.
It does indeed. So we're asking the question, have you changed employers over the course of the pandemic? We have a poll happening on Twitter, Instagram. There's a BFM Radio. Also, your thoughts over WhatsApp 018-789-8899. A story about AI after this. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.